so sorry for not being terribly original. We did have the kombucha before, but now we have all the flavors. We have the root beer, which is what we had the first time, which I think you're enjoying.
Yeah, it's pretty root beerific.
And you're not a kombucha kind of fan.
No, not really.
But this you can drink.
Yeah. This is much better than
if all kombucha tasted like that.
Yeah, maybe. Than the vinegar concoction I had last time with kombucha.
Oh, you had a vinegary one?
Ugh. I don't even know what it was, but it was terrible.
I did. I had a Bragg's like apple cider drink. Mm-hmm. They actually make a drink. It's really not bad. Like you could totally. I think I made a cocktail with it once, right?
You made something. You made us drink one of your vinegar drinks. Yeah. Because he's like a vinegar maniac, I guess. He loves the vinegar drink.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I have a shot and I just get all crazy. It's like Reefer Madness, which made no sense. Why did that guy go all nuts when he had weed?
Because it's propaganda.
Oh. We don't have propaganda nowadays.
No. Not at all.
Nope.
Nope.
Hi, we are Buddies in Space. You are?
S. Michael Smith. You are?
And Michael Carassi.
And between us is?
Andrea Rizzo. Hanging out.
Nice to see you again, Dre.
Thanks.
If I may call you Dre.
You may.
I'm going to call you Dr. Dre.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure she's never heard that one.
I don't care.
Terribly original.
That's me. I'm super original. Yeah. I am so excited to have you on the podcast because you are a presence from Michael's mysterious past. Where he hopped around from college to college and lived like a vagabond.
His past beyond me is mysterious to me, so I only go back
a little bit.
I only go back to the late 90s.
Now that we crossed paths again for a little while.
That's true. In the mid 2000s.
Yeah. So I haven't told Mike anything about you other than we went to college together. We did improv together, and was that about it? Did I give you anything?
And
else?
I could call her Dre. That was literally all you told me.
That's approximately all there is.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming.
No
and,
promise.
Well, fuck. Now Smike will sing for the next 55 seconds.
So.
Sing.
No. No, I'm also working on being a voice actor at the moment, so this is exciting for me.
See? So that's why I thought this would be kind of cool.
But you can't. You didn't tell me that already, so you can't claim it like, oh, look, obviously this is my master plan. I don't know that. Look, like you just improvised it.
I knew that.
You sneaky son of a bitch.
Acting.
Sorry, this is us normally.
That's... Yeah, we harass each other, but we'll be pretty polite to you.
That's all right.
Moderately polite. So, so you're working on being a voice...
I'm the youngest of four. I understand.
Yeah, all right. You can give as well as you can get. So, what type of voice acting are you interested in or pursuing primarily?
Right now, I'm pursuing commercial because that's what I can find. But I'd really like to do children's audiobooks because they're ridiculous.
Oh. That's cool. I could see that.
Yeah.
So, have you actually been, you've been doing like a demo?
I have a
you
demo,
have a website,
yeah.
I guess.
I do. It's arizzovoice.com.
There we go.
ArizzoVoice.com.
Soon to be TheRizzoVoice.com.
No, it's just a Rizzo voice.
I'm trying to take you up to the next level here.
No, but I have a narrative and a commercial demo on there, and it was pretty exciting.
Nice. Are you on like Voices 1, 2, 3 or anything like that?
Sort of, but okay. I don't really want to be in a place where I'm directly competing against 12,000 other people.
That's fair. Hey, man, that's why I got out of that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to say something.
I was going to say, so I imagine you have in like a closet or a little room or something, some similar little setup like
I
this
don't.
With a
I
microphone.
Was looking and spying because I intend to set one up at some point. But
The room is not good. It's isolated, but you notice there's nothing sound absorbing.
Yeah.
But I will say that this is a modern miracle.
Yeah.
And I did buy one, actually, I'm pointing to this little sound booth that my mic is in that no one can see that I'm doing.
Yeah, you can sit a little closer if you want.
Yeah, actually, why don't you move in and why don't you really eat that mic?
Your why voice don't is a little I come low. All the way in?
There you go. This thing just eats sound. So I do a ton of voice work for my job doing training. And we needed something that got rid of the echo because everyone was like, "Oh, I'll just use a headset."
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm like, "No, no, that fuck no." The boom mic, like the windscreen on it, it doesn't get rid of echo. Stop doing that. And so I made everyone buy these, and all our stuff sounds better now. So I highly recommend it because you can get away with spending like $50 on that booth.
Nice. I live on a pretty major street, and
ooh,
it's a duplex. And
you're gonna need to get a lot of this
Egg material.
Yeah, and the basement is full of awfulness, so I need to build a room.
Morgog, is that the spider in The Hobbit? Think about that next time down there.
That's been a long time.
I avoid Tolkien as much as possible.
Oh.
I've made my way through Fellowship, but that was mostly because I made myself. But that's only like 20,000 words.
Is it? Is that short?
No, I think it's like 40, but I've definitely read fanfic longer than that. But it felt like it was like 75 years long.
Yeah, honestly, when I tried to read The Hobbit, I wasn't a fan of it. And I felt like I was betraying nerddom or something by saying, no, this isn't...
How old were you?
It's not enjoyable.
Yeah, you were too old. How old were you?
When I first tried to read it, I was like 11. And I was like, this is not enjoyable. And I didn't try to read it again.
You're a communist. You were too old.
I didn't enjoy the cartoon either.
Did anyone?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was badly animated and kind of friendly.
What, the animated...
Whatever the big cartoon one was.
Why can't I think of his name? The guy who did it. Ren and Stimpy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep digging. Dig.
I don't. That name's not in there, so you're on your own.
He's like a Gonzo. He did Ren and Stimpy.
Yep, you've established that.
Okay. Well, he also did the
Lord of the Rings animated movie.
Yeah. And it was only like, it wasn't even the full one. It was like the first half or first third of it, right?
Yeah.
Didn't do too well.
For a good reason.
That's probably why it was only the first third.
That was before they just made trilogies.
Before they just committed to doing the whole thing.
Everything will be a trilogy.
Yep.
Everything.
Faster that way.
It is.
So what do you like? What have you read or watched or seen lately that you're like, yeah, that was good?
I'm currently playing the Game of Thrones Telltale game. And I'm enjoying that too much.
Did you play the Walking Dead one?
I didn't finish it, and then my Xbox died, so I have not finished it.
Well, I'm not going to say you're missing much. Did
I actually enjoyed the variety of choices more in the Walking Dead game?
There's less choices in Game of Thrones?
There are more, but they don't seem to offer as much variety as in the further in the narrative. Yeah.
Okay, you guys are gonna have to help me out because I've heard these things. I know there's a bunch of they're
it's basically tell choose, it's a choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Video but game. Only stupid choices.
So yeah, basically like you get everyone... to tell the guy fuck off or hi, welcome to my house.
It's and like, you're not sure which one is right, right? It could be fuck off.
But the one that like. For me, those kind of games, I want to like kind of feel like, okay, I'm going to step in for the protagonist and be and make the choices. But my choices were never available.
Mm-hmm.
It was like everyone had been lobotomized in the game. And it was like, I really like this main character. He has an interesting story, but he is dumb as shit. Like, do something logical.
Did you have the books when you two were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
The Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's like kind of on a par with that. Like, these are both dumb, and I just going to skip and look and see. No, yeah. Which not the one
that's
I wanted.
That's awful. Yep.
It's amazing how many of them, like, needlessly end up with you dying.
Oh, yeah.
For no logical, like, oh, you look both ways before you cross the street, and then you die. It's like, what?
It's just faster that way.
It's like the game you're playing, which is the other equivalent of it, where Stu decided to, like, beat an old woman, and then he became, like, the best story in the game, right?
Which one was that?
Arabian Nights?
That was, Arabian Nights, the board
He just
game.
Decided to hit an old woman in the game, and then it, like, just only good things came out of it.
Yeah.
What kind of message is that sending?
That's fantastic.
So the Game of Thrones... Okay, so are you caught up on Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay, well first, now look at Smike and say, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I...
You don't care?
No.
That's fair. I read a Game of Thrones, just the first book, a long time before I had even heard that they were making a show, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show started, and I was like, oh, this is really... fairly faithful to the book. How exciting. Maybe I'll finally get around to getting the rest of the books from Tony. I did not do that.
Mm-hmm. So you've only ever read the first
book? I've only ever read the first book.
All right.
But I'm enjoying the show. It's...
Well, now it's so far outpaced the books. That's
yeah.
Why bother reading them?
Yeah.
That's the problem is the show's going to tell you the ending long before Martin
Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it? Has that ever... I don't know if that's ever happened before where a series has just the passed the books on.
I don't think so. Harry Potter came close.
Yeah.
But she
it came close. Like, she had to tell them, don't kill this guy
yeah,
off.
Like, don't kill Dobby, because Dobby is going to be there at the end. Yeah. But the pacing was correct. They kicked George R. R. Martin off the set, like, last season and said, go home, George, and write your goddamn books.
So we know what we're doing.
And
next
I was
year.
Publishing, like, two other fucking books that aren't Game of Thrones. Everyone's like, what is your deal? So
that's kind
yeah.
of what he's always done, though.
It's the Robert Jordan, man.
I can't complain too much. Hey, yeah, I waited a long time for Robert Jordan, and then he died. And, mm-hmm. But I am still waiting for a book, for a sequel to a book that I read in 1997.
Whoa. What book is that?
The Ruins of Ambry by Melanie Ron.
Another one.
I'm waiting for the Capitol's Tower. It's been forthcoming for 20 years.
Really? At wow. this point, when does that ship sail, Dre? When
do
you say?
It must have been a great book, though.
I mean, I'm not like sitting, I'm not like.
You're not knitting
not
and
right
pining.
Now.
You're not standing on the widow's peak like, where are you, Citadel?
I haven't written her angry letters or anything. But
well, maybe
in the past week.
You should have.
I probably should have. But no, I mean, I thought it was a good book. I think there were two books, actually. I can't remember anymore. But I enjoyed them. And then I was like, oh, forthcoming. Yay. And
still,
that's what I learned. You don't really read them until you know that they're coming out.
That's why I never read The Wheel of Time.
Yeah. I did not learn that lesson in time for that.
I could have made that mistake with Dark Tower, but luckily you managed to finish them.
Yeah.
It wasn't looking
mostly
so good.
Because he got a letter from an old lady that was like, I'm going to die before this book is finished.
And a death row inmate. And he couldn't tell either of them how it ended. He's like, I'm so sorry. And then he got hit by a car.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. All right, guys, my bad. I get it. I'll fucking finish the books now. All right, so you're a gamer then?
Mostly.
Yeah, well, I remember back in the day when we were kind of more or less living together because you were dating my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating your friend.
Yeah.
Awkward.
It was fairly incestuous, yes.
Yeah.
Well, wait, were you in theater?
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah, that's,
well, obviously.
So, yeah, that's
yeah.
nothing unusual.
But the game that I think all four of us played at least one time or another was Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
She tried. She made a valiant effort.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't quite make it through, but I think the other three of us did.
That's one of the few video games that I've actually finished.
It's a perennial favorite.
Yeah.
As I point to my imported Aerith wall scroll next to my imported Aerith action figure.
I just saw a terrible meme the other day that was like, it was the name her screen when it was like, hi, my name is.
Oh, right.
And somebody had written, going to die.
Dude, the one guy.
That is too soon.
It's never going to not be too soon for me.
But yeah, for like at least two or three months, it was just referred to as the game.
Yeah,
the game,
right.
Yep.
When we were talking about. Dude, that game was the shit. Just four discs.
Yeah.
Other than Myst, that was the most discs in the game. It was a bag of discs.
Myst was badass too. The rest of them, eh. But
I didn't. I missed the original.
You
Myst.
Missed.
I'm not actually trying to make a pun, but
might
I didn't
as
get
well. It's right there.
Low hanging fruit. As Mike will tell you, I'm all about low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Apples, oranges.
The lower, then the hangier, the better.
Mangoes. I prefer the heavy ones because they hang lower.
Not going there.
And
I'm just trying to underhand it to you. I'm underhanding it to you.
Nope. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna take the strike.
You can go home. I think Dre can replace you. We've got the rapport we need. Oh no, come back. I'm joking. Well, okay.
All right.
So
yeah.
Final Fantasy, huh? Oh, you're still here.
So
tell me about Smite. No.
Okay. I was gonna hit on one thing.
All right, go ahead.
You guys can do dirt on me if you want.
Yes.
So we should mention it because last weekend we saw Valerian.
God, was it last weekend? Or?
It was days ago, Mike. It was
yeah,
days
I know,
ago.
I know. I've tried to strike it from my memory.
I honestly don't know anything about it. I keep seeing like things in my Facebook scroll like, why did this flop? And I was like, did that even exist? That's probably why it flopped.
It was bad.
It was really bad. It was bad. Like I thought like there's no way it could be as bad as people are saying. No, it was.
Ouch.
It was.
The two leads were just terribly miscast.
They had no chemistry.
Yeah.
She didn't. The model bothered me less than the actor. like the actual actor.
Ouch.
And that's usually not how it works.
And but, you say the word actor as if you're putting it in quotation marks.
Well, he was good in Chronicle. I liked him in Chronicle. He was a bad guy. But yeah, it was
awful.
Characters had quirks for purely the sake of being quirky and nothing else.
It was ridiculous. It was more ridiculous than The Fifth Element, and it didn't have the charm.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the talent,
yes,
of the actors,
yes,
to make something out of it, like Fifth Element did.
They had good chemistry. Mia,
yeah,
Jovovich, mm-hmm, and Bruce Willis, they had good chemistry in that.
Yeah.
So, there are so many beats in this movie.
Also,
that
they
felt
had Gary Oldman.
That,
yeah.
Like pre-super crazy Gary.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Too.
Just,
although,
regular crazy Gary.
Yeah, just regular. We're at a 2012 Gary Oldman down to like a 97 Gary Oldman. So, I mean, because 97 or whatever, Leon, that's a pretty scary Gary Oldman. Need him a little bit, in between there.
Wasn't that Dracula Gary Oldman?
Oh, 97? When was,
yeah,
Leon? Was that older?
I don't know.
I will not look it up. But anyway, yeah, Gary Oldman's always been crazy. There were a lot of beats that felt like Fifth Element.
It was, you take all the worst things out of the Fifth Element and none of the good things, and there you go.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
So cannot recommend Valerian.
No.
Even for the pretty visuals.
Ouch.
No. It's a rental.
At best.
On a night that you want to
get. Oh, God, that means it's going to come on Netflix. And Jake is going to watch it, and I'm going to be stuck watching it because he's going to fall asleep, and I can't walk away from things that have already started. God, this is my life in the near future.
You will be able to stop watching this one. You will.
I walked away from like two movies in my life.
What were they?
One of which was Road Lawyers.
I've never even heard of
it.
I thought somebody would be like, I was in
was
that.
Terrible.
No.
It was like the 80s, and it's a not good, not really very spoofy spoof of Road Warrior, obviously. And like, it was bad. I walked away from that. That's one of the few things I've walked
away
from.
That sounds like it was
a
life.
Did they have like briefcases with like metal spikes protruding from them?
I don't think so. I think they just had briefcases.
What? See?
That is a missed opportunity.
That is.
Were they in unnecessary S&M fetish gear?
I think they were in suits.
What?
I don't,
did he know
honestly,
what a spoof is?
It was like 86, 87, 88. It was like 10.
Okay.
All right.
No, wait. I had to have been older. It was made then. I had to have watched it in the 90s when I was older because there was no reason I would have watched it then. So I probably watched it when I was like 16, which was long enough ago.
All right. What was the other one?
I can't even think of it right
now. Geely?
I've never seen that.
I went to the movie theaters and walked out of Mousetrap.
With Nathan Lane?
Yeah. It was horrible. It was the one of the worst movies, if not the worst, that I've ever seen.
So a movie based on a board game with no plot was bad? Are you shitting me? No, I'm sorry. A movie based on a Rube Goldberg device was shitty?
How did you not know?
It was terrible. And, I like Nathan Lane.
Accomplished actor.
I like Lee Evans.
Sure.
Who has only been in one good movie, which is Funny Bones.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, you should. Funny Bones is a great movie.
Is it funny?
Yes.
All right.
But it's also dark.
Is it also bony?
Yeah, a little bit.
Beat me to the punch.
Huh? High five. Low hanging fruit.
Yep.
But yeah, I walked down on that. And I did it just because I was so angered by it. I was like, no. This movie, you were getting walked out on.
Was it as angry as you were in Vegas when you got drunk at Cirque du Soleil and proceeded to berate the poor usher after the show because one of the scenes you liked had been
two,
cut?
It was two of the
two,
scenes.
Oh, two of the scenes had been cut, yeah, and we
you,
left
you.
You
yelled at the usher?
He was really drunk.
Over the show?
He was really drunk.
You
wasn't
at the
yelling.
Usher
no,
about the show?
He wasn't yelling so much as like,
he was
I don't
a
know,
guy in a suit.
Get over here so I can slap you.
He was like mansplaining.
Ow.
Nice. This is not the first time you've slapped me.
No, it's kind of a running theme on the show. I've had it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Now, to be fair, it did seem like a really cool scene that they, or that one scene with the sand.
Yes.
Because they showed it in the trailer.
They did.
Oh,
it was like
bad.
Playing on all the, you know, you'd like walk through and it'd be playing on 20 different screens.
Yep.
Okay, that's annoying. But you, the Usher.
I know.
Like,
I know.
He might as well just be standing there with his dick in his hand. Like, that's how much help he can be to you.
Sir.
Well, anyway. Sir, Mr. Ka Usher, I apologize.
Sir, I'm just standing here with my dick in my hand. I can't. Sir, I understand that you're upset. Dick in hand, man. Dick in hand. Cannot help you. Sir. Dick in hand. So tell me about Smike.
Oh, God.
Well, let's see.
What do you remember of Smike at school?
Oh, geez.
Paint a picture. What year is it?
It is 96 when I got to school. And you were there also. That was your first year as a grad student there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I'm a freshman. He's a grad student, first year grad. And he started an improv troupe. It's pretty great. And
it was pretty great.
Then he hooked up with my friend.
Was your friend a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike's talked about this. Yeah. Like the Mike Birbiglia approach to directing an improv troupe.
All right. Probably not, you know, my best moment.
Well, no, wait. You didn't hook up with, because you were.
That was that summer, I think. The summer after.
Yeah, because you were engaged first.
It's getting a lot better now.
Yeah, because you were engaged, and I remember both like, "Why are they together?" Because they're both so unhappy.
Oh my God, what was she like? We know nothing.
You probably hardly ever saw her.
I hardly ever did, but you guys both looked miserable all the time.
Yeah.
Like even when you weren't together, you were. As soon as you were not together, you were like a whole different person.
Was she a theatery person?
I don't think so.
No, not at all. No.
I mean, I don't. As far as I know, she wasn't a terrible person. You guys just did not seem to fit.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that you are no longer together.
Yeah. she was just not. She was generally not a happy person.
That'll do it.
Yeah. She needed therapy more than she needed a fiance.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll just put this right here.
Yeah.
Dick in hand. Okay, so we'll get back to the hooking up with your friend, but
we so don't much have to. Dirt. We really don't have
so
to.
So much dirt.
Because then we went to the Big Stinkin' International Improv Festival. I think that's where the hooking up happened.
Yeah,
that's definitely not where I hooked up with Paul. Yeah,
improv festivals are
Big Stinkin' International Hooking Up Festival.
Yes,
they should market that.
They should.
Like the subtitle of it.
And it was, honestly, I'd been to a few improv festivals before that. That was like the biggest one that I'd been to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been to the one there the previous year. But, and I'm so glad that you and everybody in the group had a chance to.
Yeah, it was great.
Because it was just, it was crazy.
Plus we saw like 15 people naked on stage.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I told them about that. That was so awesome.
The state, they.
Oh, yeah.
They totally played us.
That's cool. I'm jealous. Yeah. Where was it? Where was that?
Austin.
Okay.
And there were like 8 of us in a van.
I've heard about that.
Drove across the. Oh, God, it was awful.
I drove the whole. I don't know.
I don't know how you did it either. The whole way.
In like one shot?
No.
Okay.
We stopped in Nashville.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Smike will stop in Nashville any chance he gets.
I will. It's a good town.
See, he didn't deny it. My father died in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, let's go to Nashville.
Jeez.
And I'm like, I want nothing to do. Are you shitting me? Seriously?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You're getting called.
Calls from the president.
D.C.
Fuck off, Trump. No, I think it's actually the DNC calling me. They keep trying to call for surveys and shit.
The phone just lit up with Washington D.C. on it for those if he hasn't deleted all this already.
Guys, listen, it's not. Oh, I gotta go.
Also, I have to kill everybody in this room. So sorry.
Sorry. All evidence of this podcast. Hey, you don't have gas masks, right? You mind if I put this one on really quick? Was that the Austin trip? Is that where you met Del Close?
No, yep. Del wasn't there.
Yeah, he was.
No, I think he was already dead by then because that was 90s.
Was it?
Oh, my God, you've been lying all these years.
Did they get those mixed up?
I think it was the one previous, because I don't think he was there. Because there were a lot of Del stories that year, so I don't think he was there.
Were you hanging out with Del Close or Keldos.
Maybe that was the previous year. But you were there for the... McNapier was there, right? Did you do a workshop with him?
I think so.
Gary Austin?
My memory is kind of a piece of garbage. There's a reason I don't do stage work anymore.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, you need this pop now. Oh.
Yeah. But words?
I'm trying to think of other names. But there were a lot of big name
wigs
people there.
So for people who are listening to this and don't know, Del Close is commonly considered one of, if not the godfather, grandfather of improv, along with maybe Keith Johnstone. I know it's, you could put in China Halpern, and there's a lot of debate, but Del Close is inarguably one of the most important people with modern improv. And Mick Napier is also a very big figure. He started the Annoyance Theater, which apparently is not people just doing this the whole time. Ah! Which is, I swear to God, that's what I thought it was.
I think at least one season was, though.
Because I've heard, our friends Mark and Beth, who were on this many moons ago, are actually pretty good friends with him and have performed with him and stuff. But anyway, so the people that they're talking about, dear listeners, actually are really big in the improv world. That was my aside.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good experience. Lots of workshops and lots of groups performing.
And you hooking up with a freshman.
Tons of hooking up.
And then whatever is going in the back of that van.
I'm glad
I don't know to this day.
Oh, yeah, the trio, was. Yes.
They just put up a blanket so that nobody could see what was going on.
And wait, how did you...
That's fine.
How did you see out of the...
There honestly may not have been anything going on.
I wouldn't have
put it past the three of them to just be toking and sleeping. Like,
well, the blanket could have just been hotboxing. Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. It's more efficient, guys.
Yeah.
Plus, keeps the driver out of the fray.
Exactly. Right, exactly. No fallen soldiers. But I'm just concerned about the lack of a rearview mirror.
It may not have had rear windows. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember
either. Okay. So you had the big honking side mirrors.
Yeah, like I said, there were like 7-8 people in there.
Yeah, okay. You could fit 7 or 8 in a minivan.
Yeah, I don't think there were windows because there was like a luggage area in the very back that we just everything was piled into.
Yeah. Wow, there were a lot of bodies in there.
So you were dating Smike's roommate.
Yeah.
So you hung out with this guy.
Oh yeah.
So tell me about that.
Live together.
So you weren't just dating my roommate. My roommate basically
moved up to
date you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was kind of weird.
Which was cool for me because I was like, I could use somebody to help with the rent. So, you know, a little bit of motivated self-interest to get my friend up there. On Long Island.
Yeah.
Were you rollerbladed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, me and my friend, we skated everywhere up there.
I think I skated with you guys like once and I was like, nope, this is not for me. This is not my sport.
Did you ever sketch?
I don't think so. I didn't, but Paul might have. I don't know.
It was like the rage for a year, and then like a bunch of people died. And it's like, oh, this is a terrible idea. And then somehow it didn't catch on after that.
I can't imagine why.
So, all right. So, I need dirt, Dre. Anything.
Is there dirt? I don't really know.
Is he as much of a Boy Scout as he seems like dirt. He is?
A little bit.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
It'll come back to you. Just give it some time. Don't worry. I'm sure the dirt will be unraveled. I'm mixing metaphors now.
So you were in the improv group, and I was that I directed, and we all performed together. And I have to tell you, take this as a compliment or however you want to say it.
Oh, I love where this is going.
No, I always thought that you did improv kind of like how I did improv, and that you were like very much in your head the whole time.
Oh yeah.
And that's how both of us really are. Yeah. We're very thinking
cerebral
players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kind of make it work more or less.
Well, look where we ended up. We evolved into a fucking podcast. Yeah. So we a little backstory if you don't know. So I met Smike. I was at a sweet gig at like an Equity House improv troupe, and I was fucking miserable. It was the most toxic environment in the world. Mm-hmm. So I was looking to get out. And I stumbled upon the beginnings of a regular improv troupe that had done like a Christmas show previously. And I was like, oh, it was fun. So let's make Mike direct us and we'll be a troupe. And I kind of stumbled into that and I'm like, oh, wow, that's like gender breakdowns almost even. There's all sorts of different ages. This is everything I don't have normally in an improv troupe. This is fantastic.
So to catch you up, Andrea, we were actually in an improv group before that here. So we crossed paths again. And did you come in when we were at Downstairs Cabaret?
Yeah.
Okay. And this was, talk about toxic environments. Oh my God.
People with rage issues. And.
Oh. So that was before Unleashed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I remember.
So yeah.
Because I moved to Buffalo in like 02. So 03. So
that must have been pretty soon after that. Yeah. That bombed for the second time.
Wow, we kept trying.
Well, we got brought in on this project
for Downstairs Cabaret. To recreate a project that already existed.
Yeah.
To try to muscle out the old project?
No,
to try to steal an idea.
Oh, basically. Right. Yeah, I think you have talked about this.
Yeah.
Class act.
The director for Downstairs Cabaret saw this improv show in, I think it was Manhattan.
I think so, yeah.
And he was like, hey, can I do that in my theater and not have to pay royalties on it? And then he got...
Spoiler alert. No.
You know, it's funny that that happened to the Equity House, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny. That happened and kind of...
It was a cool concept, though.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of good shows.
And we ended up turning it into something totally different anyway.
And then that fell apart.
Yeah.
Sounded like it was doomed.
It was fun while it lasted.
It was.
I was on a lot of different medications that I honestly have very few memories from that time.
That means you were really there, man.
No. Not the good kind of medications.
Well, you know, any kind of... Well, everyone,
fixing levels.
Isn't everyone on the fixing levels medication now? I watched 13 Reasons Why. I know what kids are doing.
Okay.
Which is apparently committing suicide and recording.
I haven't watched it yet.
I really recommend it. I'm fucking obsessed with it.
What is this?
13 Reasons Why?
It's okay.
That is an aside. I really want to finish the story. Then I will talk about it because it's so good. So this troupe was phenomenal. Like the single best show I ever did in improv. And I studied UCB. I studied The Magnet. Like I put a lot of work into this. But the best show I ever did was the first show with that troupe that Mike was directing. Because we were like rehearsing 2 to 3 days a week. Everyone was fucking like on board. And then I eventually moved to New York like a year later with my then fiance, now wife. And so I was fondly remembered like, oh, this troupe, I miss it so much. You know, New York sucks. Like it's everything's a Harold factory.
And while he was gone, we performed at the Toronto Festival at a festival in North Carolina. It was like the high point.
Yeah.
Of the troupe was right after you.
I'll never forgive you because I texted you guys and I'm like, I'm hanging out with Armando Diaz, the guy who started the Magnet Theater, and you're like, yeah, we hung out with him last week. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in New York. I'm in his home turf, man. God, screw you guys. Anyway, so I moved back and it was like, oh, yeah, 3 years later. It's like, okay, things are a little different now. So Mike was looking to stop directing. So I said, hey, let's split off and do a two-man show. I had a two-man concept with a friend in New York. Didn't happen in time before we left, so I brought the idea. So the whole point was, to go back to the cerebral thing, we spent months with flashcards. It was this high-minded concept where it was like exploring all these different kinds of male relationships. So we had like the two guys on a date scene with the characters, and we had the father-son fishing, like all these different like tropes that we were exploring. And a couple months in, and we had been really working it, we just looked at each other and were like, this is not fun, is it, at all? That's so then terrible. The buddies in space, it was stressful. I didn't look forward to it at all.
Yeah.
And then what happened was we ended up doing very similar to what we do now, but on stage. We just sort of antagonize each other, talk to the audience, get an idea, and then instantly jump into a scene. And then that evolved into this.
It was kind of a cool format, actually.
I really thought it was a great format. It was just so much work to get people to come to your shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing.
God damn. And then it's always your friends, and you're like, well, I feel bad now. So 13 Reasons Why. Oh my God. It's so good.
It's about a girl who kills herself.
Oh.
Hilarity ensues. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
Like a high school girl.
Listen,
something.
Telltale Games. You need to sell this better. So yes, a high school girl kills herself.
I haven't seen it. I can't sell it any better. That's all I know about it.
What about the tapes? Everyone knows about the tapes.
Oh, yeah, and she makes tapes for everybody to watch that describe, like, why you're the reason I did this or something.
Well, actually, they're listened to. They're not VHS tapes. Okay, maybe I should explain.
Maybe you should just tell us,
maybe, Mike. The person who actually saw it should describe the thing.
I know, it's kind of funny. So what is 13 Reasons Why about, Dre? Tell me.
Well, it's a deep psychological evaluation of a girl's state of mind.
Okay.
Post-mortem.
And none of that is incorrect.
Yeah, okay. I know.
So
I'm just restating with bigger words what I already said.
So she's bullied and she kills herself. Spoiler alert. But what she does
I'm
is...
I'm pretty sure that's not a spoiler.
Well,
it's in the Netflix description.
Do you know what irony is? I am a notorious spoiler, so I try to be wary of that. Like, ever since I ruined Sixth Sense for a friend. It's like 3 years after the movie came out.
Oh, come on.
That doesn't count.
He still hasn't forgiven me. Before she kills herself, she records all these cassette tapes on purpose to make people have to work to even listen to them. But each side of each tape is dedicated to someone who contributed to her suicide.
So it's like the reverse of Saw.
So it's funny because my wife and I are making Saw jokes. So like, because they're going to do another season. They're like, it's just going to become like Saw. Like, they're going to keep finding these weird scenarios for people to make tapes. I want you to listen to a tape. the good thing about it is it actually plays out story-wise. The story conceit plays out very similar to Horizon Zero Dawn, in that you only ever know as much as the main character, and maybe a little bit more. So you're constantly making judgments about everyone on the show based on as far as he's gotten in the tapes. Because everyone else listens to him in a night, but he's kind of a little off, so he can't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But like... everything he does, like, you're kind of like, is that actually accurate? Or, like, maybe he should finish this tape before he does anything, like that kind of thing. So it's actually a huge mystery, and it's very meticulously crafted where there's a larger mosaic that you're only getting pieces of, but it's starting to come together as it goes. So, yeah, on paper, high school suicide drama doesn't sound very good, but in execution, it's very, very good.
Yeah, everybody I know that's seen it raves about it.
But... it's no OA. Okay.
I didn't finish that. I'm going to...
no, that's okay. We get it.
We understand. Yeah, people just tap out when they start.
I think a lot of people tap out. And...
I don't.
That's cool.
We didn't consciously tap out. I just stopped watching it because I'm not usually in control of the TV in my house.
Well, yeah, that'll be a problem.
Yeah, if we're watching it together and he just doesn't go back to it, I'm like, well, that's that.
You know, Netflix works on other devices.
It does. I know. Some stuff I go back to, but some stuff I just don't really care enough about.
It's okay. Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'd kick your ass out of this house right now.
Riverdale. Did y'all watch Riverdale? It's a little ridiculous, but...
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's based on
the Archie comics, right? Yeah. But they're all, like, having sex and there's a murder and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my kind of Archie comics. You know what I'm saying, Smike? Yeah. Well, I'm not doing well with the mining of dirt here.
I'm not sure that there is really dirt to mine.
I don't...
he was a grad student hooking up with a freshman.
And there she was 18. I mean, that's...
I think she was 18. Yeah, her birthday would have been in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 18. She hooked up with professors. This is not really...
Whoa, okay, pivot to that. Talk about that.
She has a thing for older dudes. And I love her very dearly.
Yeah.
And we're still in contact.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to...
but you hide your father whenever she can visit.
Yeah, fun fact, she actually... the person she was dating before me was Mike Smith. Mike Smith.
That's weird. That. Wow.
So she has a thing for older Mike Smiths, apparently.
And he was also older, too, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Smith is an older
I'm pretty
man.
Sure she hasn't dated someone her old age since her own age since high school.
At least she had a point where she was doing that.
Yes. Fortunately. When she was, you know, 16. That's good.
Yeah. Well, Smike's from Tennessee. Sometimes you don't actually have to say an insult. It doesn't even have to make sense. It just sort of plant the seed in people's heads, and then they get there on their own.
Uh-huh.
That's called being
reveal the tools of torture.
Damn it, no. That was cool.
Great noise.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to edit that.
I'm not going to edit that out. I'm going to isolate that and work that all throughout this episode. No, it was actually, wow, that was really good.
Thank you. It's part of the Rizzo Family Face Orchestra.
Are you like Foley people? You should be.
No, we probably should be.
How does every part of your head make that noise? All right, well, then.
We're kind of ridiculous.
Everyone can really do the lollipop.
My brother's much better at that one.
What was that one?
It's like you're putting your whole palm against your face and then flicking outward from
your
cheek.
On your web, yeah. You, like, flick the web and it...
Flick the web.
Yeah. The finger web.
With your eyes. I just want to see, like, a stupid teenage action movie where someone's like, yo, you got to flick the web, bro. Or, like, this, like the Point Break kind of thing. Hey, man, you can't even flick the web.
Do you even know how to flick the web?
Do you even flick the web, bro?
That sounds like a line from Hackers, you know?
Oh,
you gotta
yeah.
flick the web.
Listen, before you can hack a Gibson, you gotta flick the web. type over GUI. Type. Isn't Angelina Jolie supposed to magically appear like a genie every time you talk about hackers and you're not mean about it? Eh.
Damn.
No, you were mean about it.
Yeah.
Mm. I love hackers.
Looking around.
Damn it.
You have to be more sincere than that, I guess.
Yeah. I love hackers. No. Okay. I'll work on it.
Still not.
Yeah. Work stuff. It's a distracting room. I should have had you look around first.
That's all right. I can comment on things.
Yeah, feel free. Oh, pick it apart.
No, that's all right.
I mean, you're missing the love chest of Firefly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you.
I don't want to talk with my head all the way around like it.
If you could spin your head all the way around while talking at all, I'd be cool with it.
If I could spin my head all the way around at all, like I got, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here, let's try it. Ready? I'll pick up the mic and carry you. It would just, okay. Spin.
Spinning.
Whoa.
Wow,
that's weird.
Wow.
Oh, and she snapped her neck. Mike, we have another body we need to get rid of. Well, shit.
No, it's all right. Much
oh,
like
13 Reasons. Okay,
shit,
got it.
What's his face? Damn it, I was going to make a John Barrowman joke. I can't even remember the character's name. Stupid memory.
So what's going on with you these days? I know you were very active on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
You're like one of the most prolific Facebook posters that I...
What I do with my time.
You don't need to agree to that, though, because Mike is a Facebook phobe.
Yeah.
So
I've noticed.
May think is a lot, maybe.
Oh, no, it's a lot.
Okay.
I mean, friends of mine are worse, but it's...
Well, how many posts a day?
Depending on the day, 5 to 10.
Okay, that's
mostly
a
memes.
Lot. Oh, memes?
Yeah.
Memes are easy.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you can do a lot in a day.
Yeah, music. I don't post a lot about... Unless I'm... When I post about myself, it's mostly jokes about how shitty I am.
They play great with the audience, though.
But it's got to be a joke, otherwise you're just complaining.
Right. Wait. You're not supposed to complain on Facebook?
No, I don't like to complain.
Wait.
Unless I'm making a joke.
Okay. I thought everyone complained on Facebook. I think that's all you're supposed to do.
It's a complain book, but...
It's like a soapbox for...
Bitching, yeah.
Yeah. It's a constant bitch fest. Is that why you don't go on, Mike? Are you just afraid that one girl from that one improv troupe will track you down?
I do some lurking, and I do lurk your page with some frequency because you are I think you're very entertaining and you're posting
That's the
memes
goal.
But you're yeah I always get a kick out of whatever you're putting up there.
Yeah. Things. Wait, did you catch my post yesterday about how some girl ordered a 6x6 coffee?
No.
Because I work at Tim Hortons, and she ordered a 6x6 coffee.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 6 cream and 6 sugar. In an extra large.
Ooh, wow.
And she said, make sure it's stirred. There's only so much sugar that's going to dissolve in that much coffee. There was approximately equal amounts of sugar and coffee in this beverage.
Wow. She's just sitting at the table like, like Reefer Madness, but actually accurate?
Probably. I mean, it's a gas station, so we don't have tables.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome.
Oh, so she got right into her car.
Oh, yeah. Probably crashing like 15 people.
With a full bladder.
Yeah. But with the 6 creamers, like, that takes the temperature down to, it was like 40 degrees. Like, the cup was barely warm.
And you've got to leave plenty of room, so you can't even put as much coffee in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's like probably half a cup of sugar, and a cup of cream, a cup of coffee. That's pretty awful.
That sounds terrible.
It does.
And Tim Hortons actually stirs your coffee for you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We do everything.
Do you stir, or do you like have a little blender thing that stirs it?
I probably should have used the blender.
It's like, what do you think a blender is based on your hand gestures just now?
Means the mixer, the stick mixer.
Yeah, because I'm talking about the things that they have.
Immersion blender.
Yeah, that you have the thing, you put it in the metal container.
The milkshake
maker. I get it, yeah. But none of what you're doing right now with your hands matches what you did before.
I was doing...
I know exactly what he was doing because I use those things on a daily basis.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We do have those. That's the thing we make the ice caps with.
There you go.
All right. I'm just going to start calling you Elephant Dick.
Not again.
You will like it this time.
Could be worse, I guess.
There are far more insulting things to be called. Although, I guess if I show up at your job, like, hey, Elephant Dick! You can't even flick the web! Dick in hand. Damn. The perfect callback trio.
And that's our show for this evening.
And two considering out of three, I work at a BOCES, that would probably be a bad thing. Yeah. I might lose my job for that.
Maybe. Like, there's dickish. Like, there's me dickish, and then there's, like, that's pretty far above even where I'll go. So, I guess you're safe. Do you hide this podcast from work?
Not really. I just
don't advertise
I hide pretty much everything at work.
That's a good point.
I'm like a mouse there. I hardly ever talk to anyone, and I...
Do people go, ha! When they see you, because you're never in anyone's field of view?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I could see that.
Everybody makes jokes about, oh, Mike's being loud today, isn't he?
Wow.
Give him a little laugh.
How did you ever make any friends at work?
No, because Jeff and I started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we started going out for lunch because nobody else wanted to go out for lunch. We're like, why don't people go out for lunch here? And then we realized because we're in Newark, New York.
Newark, New York.
And it's in the middle of nowhere, and there are no good restaurants. No good places to go out to eat. That is, that was the reason.
Well, not...
And now we don't go out for lunch anymore. That lasted like 2 months.
Wow, Newark is just ground you under the heel of no good lunch spots.
Yeah.
Isn't that really close to Hill Cumorah?
I drive... Well, that's in Palmyra, and I drive through Palmyra on the way to work.
You think there'd be restaurants... I mean, Hill Cumorah draws a lot of people. You think there'd be restaurants nearby?
No. No.
Right.
Just suffer.
An event that happens for like a week is not going to generate enough income to support multiple restaurants for an entire, year.
You know, everything you're saying makes sense, but I'm just not sold.
Probably a lot of hot dog carts, though.
Yeah. There are multiple hot dog places in Palmyra, oddly enough.
Yep.
Sounds is that a thing? Right.
It just seems like a thing.
Is that a Mormon thing? Probably. That they like hot dogs? I really don't know.
I don't know either.
It is now.
Yep.
Guess what? This is the internet, baby. You can say shit and
it's
real.
It's true.
So as we all know, as part of the Mormon faith, there must be multiple hot dog options everywhere that Mormons live.
Yep.
I'm going to start saying that now. Those you two go together like Mormons and hot dogs.
That would be amazing. You don't, whatever you do, don't explain it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just walk away at that point. And then you laugh, like, ha, ha, ha. And then they're like, what the fuck? And then Google's like, oh, for some reason, Mormon and hot dogs is trending in our searches. We need to do more Mormon hot dog related advertising. And then, like, it's like the feedback loop that creates a new part of a religion.
Yes.
There we go.
All thanks to you and Google.
I do what I can, which ain't much.
I don't know much, but I know Mormons love hot dogs.
True story.
Google told me.
So we don't usually get into policies because it's been so depressing for the last several months.
Well, we were until, until Trump won, and then it got really depressing, and we just bitched a lot.
So I know you do a lot of, you get into a lot of political stuff on your Facebook
occasionally
posts. More than occasionally. You have opinions.
I make proclamations and then I don't debate with, I don't engage with people about them.
So would you like to make any proclamations, any big things on your mind?
People can argue with you, and you can't hear them, because they're in the future.
That's true, they are in the future. And in the future, no one can hear you scream, wait.
No, that's true.
I don't have anything burning a hole in my soul right now.
Are you entertained? I mean, amused at the stupidity of it?
I'm a little tired of the amusement at the stupidity of it.
All right.
Yeah, it's getting a little much. I just recently saw a comment that if you bought milk on the day Scaramucci went in, it was still good when he went out. That's a problem.
I think it was Andy Borowitz who did an article in the last few days about how Trump is literally putting comedians out of business and taking food out of their mouths by firing Scaramucci so quickly without giving people the opportunity to do impressions of him.
Like I said, can't make jokes about you if you don't stay.
No, he's the one who does the New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he, I read an interview with him. He's like, this is becoming a real problem for us because like they had to redo how they present his articles in search results. Like his comedic stuff, they had to start tagging it differently
because
no one could tell that it was a joke. And he's like, I have to skip over every like other story. I can't make fun of it because it's too much. Mm-hmm. No one's finding it, like, it's just too real at this point. But I do really enjoy the Scaramucci thing because it's like, oh, Trump, everyone told Trump not to do it. So he promoted him, or he hired him. And then Spicer leaves in protest, and then Priebus loses his ally. And then he's ousted, and then Kelly gets hired, and then he fires Scaramucci. It's perfect. It's a perfect, like, dick circle.
Just giant Ouroboros. Circle jerk.
Yeah. Circle of dicks.
Yeah. It's a wheel of dicks. If you flick the web, it's like a dick in the hand.
You know, a dick in the hand is worth two in the box.
Oh, nice.
She's a keeper.
So you haven't done any like any activism or any like going to any protests or anything?
I went to one, but I don't remember what it was.
To be fair, there are a lot. There's so many. I think you could just show up somewhere and you'd end up protesting just by being there.
Yeah. I know it was something
I mean, just pick anything. Really?
It could have been. Yeah, it was. I have no idea what it was, but it was something hosted by the Pride Center, I think. So
something at least legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on all the.
The mayor was there.
Oh, that's actually legitimate.
Oh yeah.
Mayor doesn't show up for everything.
No.
Mayor's like, I got places to be. This better be totes legit.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever gone to a protest, Mike? To protest or just to. To watch.
Well, I was just thinking, does that wedding count? I think I've seen them. I don't think I've ever participated in one. My political activism is much more recent.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I think I went to some
pro-life?
Not pro-life. Pro-choice.
Pro-choice.
Yeah. That's the right term.
Pro-reasonable people.
But that was like when I was in college.
Mm. Right.
And I'm starting to feel bad because I know people now who've actually gone out and protested in the past year. And I'm like, maybe I should do that.
I went to the Million Moderates March a couple of years ago. I don't remember what the actual name of it was. The one that Colbert and Stewart hosted.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That had an actual name. I just call it the Million Moderates March.
That's a good name. It's catchy. It's alliterative. I'm sold and I know what it's about.
Yeah. And that was fun.
Was it very reasonable?
Oh, yeah. Everybody spoke in low tones. The signs were all very polite.
Everyone had a medium-sized coffee.
Yeah.
I think we should definitely think about doing something about this.
Yeah.
What we should do.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
How quaint.
When you could be reasonable about things.
It's so exhausting.
You couldn't even. That was why there was a whole thing, because you couldn't really be reasonable about it, but.
Well, one side tried but didn't do it correctly, and the other side got crazier. And,
yeah,
and then they off kilter.
Yeah,
and then Trump.
Yeah. Surprise, Trump.
It's like the worst stripper popping out of a cake ever.
That's an image I didn't need. Thank you.
Fortunately, thank you so I do much. Not have a very visual imagination.
Come on, Trump with pasties isn't doing it for you? I'll keep going.
Oh, God, there's the thong. Oh, God. Damn it. I usually don't have a very good visual imagination.
Hey, you're cured.
You take it back.
All right, let's walk it back to something that's less depressing now.
Or disgusting.
Yeah, or that.
Like the herd of elephants running around upstairs.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on up there. My son should be in bed, so maybe my wife is playing with his toys. She does that sometimes, plays with his toys. It might be the cat, too. She sounds a lot louder than she is.
Cats generally sound at least like two or three cats.
Yeah, or children.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they sound like one cat sounds like three. And like, for animals that have silent feet, they're not
surprisingly silent. Loud when you're underneath them. Yeah, no, that's true. Or when they want attention, really. She likes to announce that she's used the litter box. So fucking annoying. The litter box is right around the corner there. I'm like, oh, cat, I'm on the phone. Leave me alone. Washington, D.C. is calling right now. Busy. And she's like, meow. I'm like, what do you want me to do? You covered it up. It's a litter box. You don't need me to do anything. I'll clean it next week. Cats.
Get it out of there now.
I always like the meme of the someone stealing my poop.
All right, let's try to take this another turn here.
Well, you're not really helping, Smike. So
you said that one of the things, back when this started here, one of the things you were interested in getting into was doing voice work for children's stories.
Yeah.
Have you done anything like that?
Not really. I recently, I have a Facebook page for my voice work. And a friend of mine requested that I read Go the Fuck to Sleep, so I did that for her.
Nice.
And that was fun. But that's not really... I just sort of do, when I remember to do my daily read, sort of record something.
So you aim to do a recording every day?
Yeah, it's... I don't nearly make it.
I think it's unrealistic for most people to pull that off, but...
Yeah.
But it's a good aim.
A lot of times I just do it like... when I'm sitting in my car, when I get out of work and I can't move. So I just sit in the car and I read a page from my owner's manual.
Hey, still counts.
Yeah, it definitely still counts because you can use it as technical reading.
So do you? Yeah, I do a lot of that. That is my job.
Probiotic org. Okay.
That
says organism. Probiotic organism content. Lactobacillus SPP 3.5 billion. Saccharomyces. But this is too small in this light. Never mind.
I think you should read the part at the top because it's so uplifting.
Let's see. Trevor Ross. Yes, I just needed a proper voice for the... I needed a name. Trevor. After my sister passed away, I wanted to change my family's beverage choices, particularly my father's, who was a soda addict. So I set out to brew a kombucha that even my father would like. He loves Live, and I hope you will too. Trevor Ross. Founder and brewmaster.
Austin, Texas? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how my kombucha is telling me about the dude's sister dying. Like, first sentence. It's like, dude.
Live.
Dead.
Unlike my sister. Live.
Aw. Wow, Smike. Taking it pretty dark pretty quick.
And we're going to wheel it back one more time.
Okay, not because of Smike. We're going to have to end on a high note. Shit.
All right, we're going to flick the web one more time.
Flick the web, Johnny. Star Wars. You a Star Wars man?
Yeah. We're currently rewatching like 10 minutes at a time for as long as my fiancé can stay awake. The Rogue One, because it's on Netflix.
Is he a narcoleptic?
No, he just watches TV to fall asleep.
Oh.
And I want him to be watching other things when he falls asleep, because he goes to sleep at like 2, and I go to sleep whenever I feel like it, because I don't go to work until 11 in the morning.
I remember those days.
And so he falls asleep, and I put on something else, but we're watching it in like 10-minute increments.
That'd be interesting. You should watch Clone Wars in 10 increments.
I've been thinking about it, actually. But
Have you watched the cartoon?
I haven't.
It's very good. And it gets better. And Rebels is actually more so. It's like, oh, it's a kid show. And then it's like, it's not a kid show anymore.
Nice.
Definitely gets to that point where it is not in kid show territory.
Awesome. It's on the list.
All right. So, Beyonce, do you have a...
Yeah, not really. We've been engaged for like 5 years.
Taking your time. Okay.
Yeah. We've been together since like 99. We've been engaged for like 5 years.
Ooh, you gotta tighten the noose, man.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's just gonna keep falling asleep.
It's not that important.
That's good. Modern.
So no date set.
No.
Hypothetically. What would it be like? What would the...
Well, we were talking about he was going to have to go to D.C. or to Vegas for work.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to fly out and meet him and get married in the Elvis Chapel.
I can dig it.
But he wants a big to-do.
I mean, you got Elvis in the chapel. What's bigger than that?
What is the bigger to-do? What, Wayne Newton, maybe?
No, but he is a social butterfly and he needs all his friends and family there.
Aw.
Yeah.
What a chick.
He really is. Nah.
You could do two of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could do the big one and then like
the that's fun what one. We were talking about, like just getting married and then doing a big party. And that's sort of the goal. We're just neither of us really cares all that much. It's not like we're going anywhere, so.
But that's kind of sweet in a way. It's yeah. A lot of people get hung up on the romance of getting married and all that stupid ritual and everything. But you're like, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not in a hurry to drop 12 grand on a day. Like,
the biggest party of my life. I'm totally going to flick the web at that thing.
So then, hypothetically, for a honeymoon, where would you be going?
Oh. I don't know. I want to go everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Which is really impractical.
Well, if you do it in Vegas, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we could go most of the places. Yeah, it's true. Well, we'd probably go to the British Isles.
Oh,
that's cool.
Explore the ancestry a little.
Like in crypts?
Maybe, but mostly just the culture, the live people and stuff.
I just imagine you're like literally pursuing your ancestry Indiana Jones style.
He can explore the people and I'll explore the food and the scenery.
Yeah. Ooh, well, Britain isn't really known for its food.
No, not really.
But its scenery.
Yeah. The scenery is really good. It's okay. I can stand to not eat some food for a couple days.
Just eat shepherd's pie at every meal. Hey, would you like shepherd's pie for breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, and lunch.
Yes,
would you like your dinner shepherd's pie?
As opposed to beans on toast? Yes, I would.
What is this hot cuisine? I don't know. No, take that away.
Oh, beans on toast. Oh.
Yeah, the British seem to have the blandest like food preferences
like,
in the world.
Beans, okay, toast, fine. You put it together and it's just
either of those needs other shit. Like they're not two things you can buy and make them better. It's like shit and shit does not make like a fucking 5-course meal of wonderful smells and tastes and delights. It's shit twice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they call shit on a shingle chicken and biscuits, right? Or not chicken and biscuits, but chicken on crackers.
I don't know.
It's another, like, two bland things you shouldn't combine.
Yeah. We had their idea of a cake. Whatever that cake in a can thing that we had.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't bad.
Cake in a can? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, what was that?
Tell
me more.
We gave the wives, like, $40 and said, okay, just torture us with food and we'll eat it on the podcast. And they didn't torture us nearly as much as they could have, although they did try to kill you with that cheese.
Yeah.
But that wasn't their fault. But they got us like cake in a can.
Yeah.
And they were told the thing didn't have. But they did get us like a cake in a can, and we're like.
Was it the tin?
Yeah, it was a tin. It was a tin. It looked awful. But then when you heat it up, it was like, oh, this actually isn't that bad. I ended up eating more of it.
Yeah. It was like out of the. Until you microwaved it, it was just dry
and horrendous.
And bland. But somehow microwaving it made it like moist and tasty. And
it's basically weird science, the dessert. We just had to feed it science pictures of what we wanted it to
Kelly
taste
LeBrock.
Like, and then it did that after you microwaved it. It was pretty cool.
So if your food doesn't taste enough like Kelly LeBrock, you just...
You just put pictures
and make
of Kelly
sure you
LeBrock
put a bra
into,
on its head.
Right, exactly. Into the microwave. Nice. Good callback.
Wow.
Well, would you... We actually have a sign-off. Would you like to read it?
Sure. Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
And now, let's plug your website another time.
My website is arizzovoice.com.
Can you spell that?
arizzovoice.com.
Perfect and perfectly spelled.
Thank you.
We are Buddies in Space. You are?
That's Michael Smith. You are?
And Michael Crossi. You are?
Andrea Rizzo.
There we go.
And then we always pause awkwardly.
Yeah, and then we just wander, you know, meander off.
Yeah.
Any messages for Jake if he's listening?
Yo.
Okay. On the count three, let's all say dick in hand. You ready? Get really close to the mic. 1, 2, 3.
Dick in hand.
That's how you end a podcast, motherfucker.
That's how you flick the web.